The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Efficacy, safety of Mavenclad in real world, similar to that of trials. The safety and efficacy of the approved multiple sclerosis therapy, Mavenclad, or cladribine, in a real world group of patients were similar to what had been demonstrated in clinical trials, a new study reports. Among 243 people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, more than 60% showed no evidence of disease, no relapses or worsening disability, nearly 2 years after the study's start, according to researchers. The team noted that Mavenclad was shown to work better in patients who had tried fewer previous therapies, supporting its use at an early point along the treatment algorithm. Real-world evidence from diverse population is extremely valuable in determining drug effectiveness and safety outside of the selected conditions of RCTs, or randomized controlled clinical trials, the team wrote. Indeed, the complementary role of real-world evidence and RCTs findings in guiding decision-making, widely acknowledged in clinical practice, has been recently recognized also by regulatory authorities. The study, Predictors of Cladribine Effectiveness and Safety in Multiple Sclerosis, a real-world multi-center 2-year follow-up study, was published in Neurology and Therapy. Mavenclad is a short-course oral therapy that works to block the growth of certain immune cells that drive MS. It has been approved in the U.S. and the European Union since 2017 for relapsing forms of the disease, though the therapy is usually only given to patients who have already tried other treatments because it carries a high risk of severe side effects. One such side effect or adverse event is lymphopenia, characterized by extremely reduced counts of lymphocytes, a class of immune cells. Now, a team led by scientists in Italy reported real-world outcomes for people with MS who were treated with Mavenclad at one of 8 centers in the country. About 2/3 of the patients were female, and most, 70.7%, were switching to Mavenclad from another MS treatment, mainly due to lack of efficacy with prior lines of therapy. In the year prior to starting Mavenclad, the average relapse rate was 0.69 relapses per year. Additionally, more than half of the patients had actively inflamed lesions when they started Mavenclad treatment. Over a median follow-up time of nearly 2 years, 64% of the patients showed no evidence of disease activity, a status known as NEDA-3. It is defined as no relapses, no new or enlarging lesions on MRI scans, and no worsening disability. The median time to NEDA-3 loss was 2.6 years. We found high rates of NEDA-3 after 22 months of Mavenclad treatment, the researchers wrote, noting that these findings are generally in line with the results of the clinical trials that served as the basis for Mavenclad's approval. Statistical analyses show that patients who had previously been on other lines of treatment were significantly less likely to achieve NEDA-3 by about 36%, compared to individuals who received Mavenclad as the first treatment. More prior treatments also were associated with a shorter time to loss of NEDA-3, regardless of the type of prior therapy. The only factor affecting the likelihood of retaining NEDA and the risk to experience new relapses was the number of prior treatments, the researchers concluded, though they noted that this finding should be interpreted with caution, since demographical and clinical characteristics of naive and previously treated patients were different and matching among the two groups was not performed. Severe lymphopenia was detected in 19 patients. Statistical analyses suggested that those who experienced severe lymphopenia had significantly reduced lymphocyte counts when they started on Mavenclad, compared with those who didn't experience this acute side effect. The risk of developing severe lymphopenia was higher in patients with lower lymphocyte count at baseline, in line with previous reports on patients treated with other approved MS therapies. These data might be useful to stratify patients according to their risk of developing lymphopenia, guiding personalized therapeutic choices, the researchers wrote. Other rarer side effects reported among the patients included elevated liver enzymes, infections, skin irritation, and hair loss. Overall, in this real-world study, we confirmed previous data on effectiveness and safeness of Mavenclad in RRMS. Moreover, we identified better outcomes in patients exposed to a lower number of previous DMTs, suggesting that Mavenclad might be more effective when used as an early treatment, the scientists concluded. Mavenclad is sold by EMD Serono, known as Merrick KGaA, outside the U.S. and Canada. The company was not directly involved in this study, though several of the researchers disclosed having received funding from EMD Serono. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on July 1, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on July 2, 2022. A new gift helps me stay cool in the summer heat. Okay, I know I look silly wearing this, maybe even scary, but the Father's Day gift I received from my son and his family is really cool, especially for someone with multiple sclerosis. Just in time for the hot days of summer, I now have a neck fan. At the touch of a button, three speeds of ah surround my neck and tickle my ears. For people with MS, heat can cause symptoms to worsen, so finding ways to stay cool is important. The device is similar to others on the market, and they all work basically the same. A pair of fans rest on my shoulders and suck in air that is then blown out and up through slits in a headphone-like band around my neck. The air isn't cooled, but even when the outside air is warm, it feels cool. The air band is charged with a computer USB port or a wall wart power supply, like the ones used with a smartphone. These powered cooling bands cost about $50, but you don't need to have something this expensive to cool you down. Cooling bandanas. For as little as $3, you can go online and find a colorful cloth bandana to tie around your neck or forehead. Some people even wrap them around their wrists or ankles. Before going out, soak the bandana in water, which will be absorbed by gel inside it. The bandanas cool well, but only for a short period. Some advertisements claim they can last up to 4 hours, but I tried one years ago and had to soak it again after about an hour. Cooling vests. Cooling vests generally have pockets with ice packs that keep you cool. One study showed that wearing one of these vests can help to improve your walking speed and distance when it's hot. You can buy these vests online, but if your income is below a certain level, the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America will send you one for free. Keeping cool, or at least cooler, during exercise is good, but some research shows that cooling down before exercise also helps. In one study, people with MS who cooled down before a workout appeared to have better use of their arms and legs while exercising, and they were able to exercise longer. Of course, jumping in a swimming pool to cool down is also good. I love swimming and aquatic exercises. Some are specifically designed for people with MS, so chill as best you can when the heat is high. There are plenty of ways to do it, in addition to a cooling fan. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.